In other world news this Tuesday evening, the head of an Al-Qaeda-led group in Iraq said the country has become a university of terrorism today, producing high-qualified warriors since the 2003 US-led invasion of the country. The comments came as Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki insisted the withdrawal of ministers loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr had not weakened his government. Meanwhile, Jordan today asked the international community to help it shoulder the burden of over 750,000 Iraqi refugees who have fled there. It was addressing a meeting convened by the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, to tackle the problem of nearly 4 million Iraqis who have been driven by the conflict racking their country to seek refuge either inside or outside Iraq. Nadia Chadia is director of Caritas's migrant centre in Lebanon. She's attending the Geneva conference and also recently visited Caritas projects for Iraqi refugees in Syria and other Middle Eastern countries.
In our center, we were normally receiving 10 families per day. Now we are receiving 100 families per day. And the number are really increasing and increasing each day. That's why we are urging the, you know, donors, international donors, to support us, to be allowed to reinforce our support to Iraqi refugees in Lebanon. And it's the same thing in Syria and in Jordan. They are desperate, and they are all willing to go to another country. They don't want to go back to Iraq, most of them. They are so afraid that they don't want to go back to Iraq. A lot of them were targeted, those who we are meeting. And there is also people leaving for medical reasons, because they are not capable to give the treatment for their family, especially, you know, cancer cases. Definitely they should do more, definitely.